In St. Paul, I'm Matthew Schneider. For those who don't have enough art or exercise in their life, there's a new thing that combines both. It's something called story aerobics.
Story aerobics is radio drama choreographed to an aerobic exercise and performed with you, the live audience.
That's Steve Ray. He started Story Aerobics, which on this day is taking place inside a cavernous room at Can Can Wonderland in St. Paul. Ray says Story Aerobics is different than watching a play or listening to a band because the audience doesn't just sit and stare.
But you know, this is putting the participants at the center of the story. They're not just going to watch a performance and sort of gawk at a musician on stage. It's like they can be at center stage. The lights are on them. Like you're at the center of the story.
Ray says the idea started when he coached high school athletics. Ray noticed the students looked forward to the Superman core training exercise where you lay on your stomach and pretend to fly. He added narration and noticed that the students had more fun and got a better workout. The idea made an impression.
And after 10 alternating blows, 10, 9, 8.
Yeah, so my name is Alex Kinnett, and I am one of the aerobic instructors.
I asked the instructors their favorite move, or at least their most memorable move.
There was a part where we had to look down at a map to read, and so all of a sudden we're having to like stand up and then get down to the floor and do push-ups all of a sudden, and this happens for a long time. Like, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do 30 push-ups, there's like no way you're going to get through it. I could never get through 30, but when you're hearing like, oh, you have to follow the map to know where to go next, you're like, oh, yeah, I want to read what it says on the ground, so you actually end up doing 30 push-ups and don't even realize it.
I'm Andy Carroll, and I'm another aerobic instructor, I guess is our title. There's a character with a voracious appetite that the manifestation of which is a core workout.
Sitting down to, like, bite something?
Sitting down and stuffing food in your mouth really happily, which for some reason means your legs are up in the air too and your core is engaged.
Yeah, we've seen people have been pretty like receptive to it. You know, each time like more and more people start showing up. So I think it's a sign that people are they're looking for something like this. You know, they're looking for an alternative way to exercise.
Story Aerobics has just completed their residency at Can Can Wonderland and is planning their summer dates for the Twin Cities, multiple venues, and outdoor events. At the event I attended, about 20 people participated and more watched from the bar. The people I talked to were fans.
It needs its creativity in action, so I loved it.
Yeah, just enough exercise, but not enough where I don't feel like I can do anything after this.
Yeah, there was a little baby running around. He seemed to be having a great time.
My favorite part is that we get to work out in an area that's as intellectually stimulating as it is physically exhausting. While at the gym, the sheer...
Story aerobics, another fitness fad or the future of communal exercise? Who knows? But the people seem to be into it. For KFAI, I'm Matthew Schneeman.